Matt's list.
All right, Lou, this is very important. It's the most important one I've ever done, basically. This could save lives, at least limbs, or at least maybe pinky finger. The top three ways to placate a pelican and the top three ways to piss off a pelican with me, Matt. This is Yarrawonga Mulwala specific. This won't work with any other pelicans, all right? I know the pelicans there. You'll piss off one of the Yarra Mulwala pelicans if you eat fish by the lakeside. Way to rub it in, idiot. No pelican's going to be happy with you smashing down a fish by the lake. I once ate a small tin of tuna with crackers. You know those little John West ones?
I do.
You should have seen the hurt look in the face of the pelican.
What, no sharesies?
Nah, get stuffed. It's bang out of order to do that. You can placate a pelican, though, by, well, according to Lou, sacrificing a small child.
Don't even say that or joke about it.
You said that yesterday.
I was just intimating that they've got a very big beak.
You can piss off a pelican by ridiculing the oversized beak. Little known fact. Don't do that. Pelicans are very sensitive creatures. It's like when people point out my slightly larger than average nose, Lou. It's hurtful. You know what they say about men with large noses, though, don't you?
Yeah, big hankies.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. It's true, too. I'm always using tissues. You can placate a pelican by complimenting the bird on its beautiful bird calls. Here is an actual bird call from a pelican. Isn't that beautiful, Lou?
It's really beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah.
You sure it's not? It hasn't got a chihuahua in its beak at that
it
moment?
It sounds like that.
Yeah.
And finally, you can placate a pelican by singing it the pelican ditty.
Oh, your favourite song. Go
ready,
on.
You ready for this
again,
Lou?
I'm so ready.
What a very strange bird is a pelican. Its beak fits more than its belly can. You can use that anytime you're in trouble. my final one to piss off a pelican. Just remind it that for some reason, the Yarrawonga Footy and Netty Club chose a pigeon as their mascot. I mean, why would you choose a pigeon over
when you've got all those pelicans?
Even a seagull's better than a pigeon.
The Yarrawonga Pelicans.
I know.
They should change their name.